as women, we all know what it's like to be on a hormonal roller coaster. I certainly know personally what it's like, the cravings, the ups and downs, all the things that come along with it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by creating supplements with science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressor, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And this isn't just for women going through menopause. Women with any symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopausal symptoms that can put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes, night sweats, low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. Lastly, it's not just a supplement. It's a phenomenon. It has a huge rave on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code LIVINGFULLY for 15% off today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, y'all. This is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I'm your host, Mallory Irvin. I don't think I've said that on any of the podcasts, but given that this is, I think, are we on episode 20? Maybe 20? 19 or 20? I just felt like I'd like to reintroduce myself today. So hello. Once again, I always like to start out with gratitude to all of you guys for continuing to listen to this podcast, to talk about this podcast, to promote this podcast. My podcast is nothing but a bunch of words on a radio or whatever you're listening to it on if it weren't for you guys. So thank you. This has truly been like one of the joys of the content that I create. I would like to thank today's sponsor for making this podcast possible, Smart Cups. You're going to hear a little bit more about Smart Cups later in the show, but you can head to smartcups.com. Enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. Here we go into today's episode. So, since we are entering a new season of weather, I thought, why not talk about seasons of life? Because life ain't always going to be a bunch of butterflies. And we all know that. And we all know that there are times in our lives where there has just been so much joy and happiness, and it's like, this is what life's all about. We are clicking on all cylinders. And then there are those seasons that are fuzzy, where there's a lack of boundaries, where it's messy, where maybe you're in a job where you don't feel like success is defined, and you feel super stressed, and you can't sleep at night because you're like, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Am I not doing this right? Maybe your mother that just doesn't know, like, am I doing a good job? It just feels so like haphazard and out of control. Maybe you're in that season. Maybe you're in a relationship that has like a lack of boundaries. Life is full of these seasons. So instead of just holding your breath and being like, oh my gosh, life is always going to be like this. Maybe this is just my lot in life. We're going to talk today about how to find your sanity and satisfaction in these seasons. Because I feel like in terms of living a life to the fullest, you have to figure out how to find joy in the everyday So you have to figure out how to find joy in these seasons. So I really wanted to talk about this today because there have been seasons in my own life where I just felt out of control. And one of those seasons in particular was a season in my life where I was working a job within a company. It actually happened to be my family's business. And the role that I was playing within this company was not clearly defined. It was very ambiguous. It was one of those roles where it was like, we're kind of figuring this out. We think we want you to do this. And while now in life, the freedom in that is invigorating to me. I feel like I can really work well in those situations. Back then, this was back in the time in my life where I was just nosediving. I was really kind of, there was a lot of sadness and darkness in my life. I really didn't feel like I had much of a purpose. I wasn't using my creativity. There were a lot of other factors at play. But all that said, I feel like back in the day when I was in this role in this company, this was detrimental to me to not have success defined, to not feel like this is the goal that you need to meet. If you meet this goal, you will be successful. And it was one of the most unhappy times in my life. And now when I'm in positions like that in my life, or when I'm in jobs like this where I feel like success is not clearly defined, I find ways to define success within myself. Like I said, whenever I was doing this job, I knew it was like a role in marketing. I knew I was good at marketing. And I feel like a lot of you listening to this, maybe you're in one of those jobs where you're like, yeah, it's not clearly defined. And I worry all the time about, does this person think I'm doing a good job at this or am I not? And you go to sleep at night, you lay in bed and you think about it. You wake up in the morning and think about it. And the fret and the worry around this, am I doing a good job, can really control your life. So like I said, this podcast today is going to be for somebody that's in a role in a job where you just are so concerned that you're not doing a great job, or you're so stressed about what does success look like and am I doing that? This is to the mother that just feels like run ragged and just wondering, am I doing a good job at this? Because it doesn't feel like it, because I'm so tired and I'm so exhausted and my kids are screaming and it's just mass chaos. This is also to the person that I've also been, that is in a relationship where you just feel like you don't have your own voice. You're super worried, like you're not measuring up. So now let's go into the three tactics. So these are the three tactics that I use when I'm in these fuzzy seasons to make it through, still be able to find happiness and joy in my everyday, but still be able to be in the season for what it is. Because sometimes you can't change the season. You can only change yourself within that season. The season will pass. And we're going to talk about kind of the lie that you tell yourself about that after I tell you about these three tactics that I use. So, tactic number one, let go of what you think other people are thinking. There were so many times in my life where I thought and thought and thought about what other people were thinking, and it truly determined the direction of my own life. I did things and I did not do things in my life because I was worried about what other people were going to think. I was so worried that they were going to think, well, she just did Miss America and now she's going to take this job. Well, she was so good at that. Why is she not doing that anymore? Well, she's already done that, so why would she do that again? Like, she wasn't successful at the first time. I truly, like, these incessant thoughts would go through my mind all the time. And it took me a really long time to learn. It was a practice of learning to be able to let go of that, because so much of it is in your own mind. One of my favorite quotes of all time is by Eleanor Roosevelt. And she says, "You wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do." And I don't think any quote hits home what I'm trying to say more than this quote. We think people are thinking about us all the time. They ain't thinking about us all the time. They're thinking about themselves. They're thinking about their own lives. It's all in your own head. So do not waste your life away. Do not ruin your job. Do not ruin your relationships. Do not ruin a season of life where you're raising your children worried about what other people are thinking about you, because they're probably not thinking about you all that much. Okay? So that's tactic number one. Let go of what others are thinking. And like I said, I know this is hard. I know it's not like, oh, okay, do that. Great. Check that off the list. This is a deep-seated thing. This was a deep-seated thing for me. It took me a lot of years to do this, but I consciously knew whenever I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and I was a hamster on a wheel thinking, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? Am I doing this right? Is this what they want? Is this not what they want? I recognize when I'm doing that, and I try and take some steps away from it. Even if it's just one step away, I got to think about something else now. I got to do something else because I'm really obsessing over this. Maybe it's simple steps like that, but that's step number one. Number two, so if that just doesn't work out, I truly believe, and a lot of people talk about this, how if you can get outside of yourself, it can really help you. It can help with perspective. Maybe you help somebody that's like less fortunate than you. Maybe you just like help someone that's in need. You talk to some other friend about a problem. So maybe you're dealing with like some huge problem within like your job, and you need this job to live and to support your family. It's a very serious problem. It's a very serious thing that you're worrying about. But you have a friend that is in a relationship where they're wondering if this person likes them or not. And it seems like a very trivial thing compared to the thing that you're dealing with. But it will get you outside of yourself. So speak to that friend about whatever issue it is that they're having and really like go out on a limb and try and put yourself in that person's shoes and try and help that person with that. Maybe you do something like that, or maybe you do something that's more charitable. You volunteer somewhere locally in your hometown, or maybe it's you call a person that you haven't talked to in a long time. Maybe it's a grandparent. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a sibling that you've become kind of estranged from. Get outside of yourself and help someone else. Get outside of yourself and listen to someone else's problems. And like I said, that can help you with perspective with your own, or it can just truly like take you out of yourself if you feel like you've gotten too wrapped up in this, whatever it is that's making this season messy. And then if, you know, those first two things, you're really having trouble with that. I've talked about this in a podcast before, how your thoughts are not yourself. Your thoughts, I like to think of my thoughts as separate from myself. So a lot of times where I have trouble in a messy season or getting in my own head is when I lay down to go to sleep at night. Are you that person that lays in your bed at night and you're like, you can't turn it off? You can't turn it off. Those thoughts are like so intrusive, and it's like an assault over and over and over. These thoughts come at you, come at you, come at you. And it steals your sleep. It steals your sanity. It steals that nighttime conversation that you want to have with your spouse or your children. You just can't turn it off. So redirect, redirect, redirect over and over and over again. In all these podcasts, I'll talk to you about tactics and stuff like that. Even me, through a lot of therapy and practicing these things for many years, I have to do some of these things over and over and over. And it's in the not giving up that I've found the joy that I've found in my life. So redirect, redirect, redirect. How intrusive are those thoughts sometimes? You're just laying there, and here they come again. You're thinking about something. You're manifesting something. You're picturing your life in the most blissful state. And then somehow you end up in your mind, back in your boss's office, like talking to him about that. Is this what you wanted? Is this not what you wanted? Is it? How did you get back there? Okay, I'm going to go back. Redirect my thoughts to something totally different. You just have to redirect over and over until you feel like you're thinking about the good things more than you are the stressful things. And sometimes it's not like 100%. You can't get to that good place 100% of the time. But if you can get over 50%, and if you can go to sleep and lay your head on that pillow and fall into sleep at least thinking 50% or 51% of the good things and not just 100% of the stressful things, then I think you've made progress. So even if you can shoot for that kind of progress, I really feel like that's a tactic that I use in my own life. So the kings and queens of manifesting, we talked about manifesting in one of the last two podcasts, they talk about how important those thoughts are right before you fall asleep and how they can truly shape the direction of your life and how they're so powerful in manifesting good things in your life or manifesting bad things in your life. And I feel like a lot of times that's where those stressful thoughts can really, really change our direction. So I really want, in my own life, I want those thoughts to be positive. And when I'm in a stressful season, it's really, really hard to find those positive thoughts sometimes, especially then, because that's the only time my mind is, I'm still, so my mind just starts racing. So try and do that. So again, I would like to thank today's sponsor Smart Cups for making this podcast possible. If you guys head to smartcups.com and enter the code Mallory20, you will get a discount on these energy drinks. We in our home have been drinking Smart Cups for over a year now. We are totally obsessed with them. When we run out, it is an emergency. We love these because they're energy drinks that you don't crash off of. And they have like 5 calories, no carbs. So you're not feeling like you're drinking some sugary drink. So you guys give these a try. If you haven't, smartcups.com, Mallory20 is the code for a discount. So those are my three things. So let go of what others are thinking and realize that they ain't thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you. Help someone else to take the focus off yourself. Redirect your thoughts. Redirect, 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 redirect. Just keep like picturing that and know that that's okay to keep redirecting your thoughts. And then if those tactics don't work for me, they usually do. I've gotten pretty good at being able to get myself in at least a positive, happy state, even when I'm in a messy or fuzzy season in my life. It took me a long time to get here, but I feel like I'm there now. But sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I truly cannot get out of my own head. And I just am in a state of stress and I'm in a state of like disarray. And when I find myself in this state and I've tried everything that I can try, I try and identify the lie that I'm telling myself within this season. So one of the biggest lies that I think that people tell themselves is, well, this is just the way that life is. Or thinking this is a permanent thing. It's a permanent situation and not just a season. I want you to recognize it as a season. And I don't want you to hold your breath because I don't want you to live in a state of unhappiness and stress. I really want you to like work to find that joy and happiness within that season. But if you can just remember that it's temporary and that it's a season and know that there's light on the other side of it, if you cannot look at it as a permanent situation, then I feel like it makes it a little bit easier to make it through that season. So I want to wrap up this podcast talking about one more thing. And I want to keep this podcast a little bit short today because I really want you to think about these things the rest of your drive to work or wherever you're listening to this podcast. But I want to talk about the difference in being expectant versus having expectations. So you always hear people say, having expectations can like wreck your life. They can wreck all these positive things in your life because you're expecting one thing, it doesn't happen, and you're sad. It's a very simple way to put it, but it's the reality of it. And I talk a lot about like envisioning the perfect situation and in manifesting and picturing your life in these really great seasons. And a lot of people, I think, are like, they're confusing expectations and picturing it, I need it this way. And if it's not this way, then I'm going to be unhappy. And they get that a little bit, the waters are a little bit muddy with expectations and manifesting. So I just want to talk a little bit about what it means to be expectant. So I see being expectant as a good thing. I see it as like manifesting, picturing joy and bliss and all of these great things that are going to come into your life. But the key in the difference in being expectant and having expectations is when I have expectations, I'm looking at that thing as I expect this. When I get this, I will be happy. I'm not happy and joyful in the days leading up to that thing that I'm expecting. And that's the difference. And that is the difference in making it through these fuzzy seasons and these tougher seasons and these seasons with these messy boundaries and stuff like that and being able to find joy and going through these seasons with your head down and feeling sad and wasting your life away with this incessant stress. So I want you to really think about what's a way that I can have positive expectations, but being more expectant, being more joyful. Think of it as more of a light, a manifestation of good things, a joyful way to live your life and expecting these things, but also finding so much happiness in the route to those things versus expecting, okay, this next season's going to be like this. I'm going to keep my head down and I'm going to be stressed in this season and I'm going to not be as happy in this season, but I'm going to get to that thing that I'm expecting. I want you to really notice the difference in these two things. And I really want you to try and be a person that is more expectant and thinking of, yes, I want these things in my life and I want my life to be elevated and I can't wait for this new season, but also I'm going to find joy in this messy season. Versus the person that's having expectations and the person that is not able to find happiness in their day-to-day. So, to wrap this podcast up, I really, really, really want everyone to be able to live their lives to the fullest. That's the reason that I started this podcast. That's where the name came from with my brand and with the podcast. Living fully is truly the passion of my life. I'm also a realist, though. And in my own life, I've had so many seasons of like despair and unhappiness and confusion and messiness. And I've had so many seasons of pure bliss and joy. And how can life get any better than this? And what I want for every single listener, like I want for myself, is I want to be able to have a baseline of joy, a baseline of happiness, a baseline of like, I'm living my life at 51%. Even if you can just get to 51% of like happiness, you still got some messiness in there. You still got some, it's just a messy season, but you're still able to find joy in those days. That to me is what living fully is. And that's what I want for my listeners, especially the listeners that have been in those phases of life that I've been in where things are just messy. The boundaries are just a little blurry. The job is not ideal. The kids are wild. I want you to be able to find joy in those days. So I want you to remember those three tactics that I talked about. I want you to think of the lie that you're telling yourself in those situations. And lastly, I want you to really focus on, am I being expectant and excited about those good things? Or am I a person that's only waiting for those expectations to be happy? And I want you to try and shift your life toward being more expectant if you are a person that's just living for those expectations. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. As always, you can always go to MalloryIrvin.com and you can find the show notes to every single podcast that I've ever done. So if you're like, man, I really wish that I could remember what she was talking about in that podcast, or there were a lot of things said in that podcast that I really want to go back and find some of those quotes, always head to the podcast section of my blog. And you can find a lot of that information. Also, if I had an author or if I had a speaker on here that you guys really like, I'll have the links to their books or their websites or their Instagram accounts. So make sure you're checking that out if you're a person that's loving these podcasts. And thanks so much for listening. And come back again next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.